So, you just read that chapter. How are you doing, honestly?
I want to talk to you about belief following behavior. Let's use writing a difficult email as the example. You know exactly which one I mean. The one you've written 14 times, deleted, rewritten, spell-checked. You read it again in a whisper, agonized over the exclamation mark. Too much? Changed it to a full stop. No, back to the exclamation mark. It's 3 lines long. It has taken 40 minutes. Your heart rate suggests you are being chased by something large and toothy, which is inaccurate. Because you are sitting at a kitchen table in your pajamas, and the most dangerous thing in the room is a slightly stale biscuit. You press send. Nothing happens. The world continues to rotate on its axis. No alarm, no explosion, no one bursts through the door. Just you, mildly stunned by the complete absence of catastrophe. That was the leap. 12 inches of bravery in a dressing gown. And it counted. Because here's what nobody tells you about those 12-inch leaps. They compound, not dramatically, not overnight, not with a single inspirational quote to mark the occasion that email gets a reply. The next one takes 30 minutes instead of 40, then 20. Then you just send the thing. One awkward action becomes a pattern. A pattern becomes identity. You don't just decide you can do it, you become it. And then one day you look at the result of your efforts and realize, oh, I've done it, I really did it. Belief follows behavior, not the other way around. Every tiny action is a vote for the person you're becoming. Keep voting. Right. You know what to do. Go.